Would you rather have the email from someone who downloaded this free thing from you, or would you have the email from someone who paid $7 for this thing from you? You want the one that paid you for something. Why? Because now you have an email of a buyer. You're building a list of buyers as opposed to a list of just freebie seekers.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Palatano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
What I want to kind of talk to you guys about today is another a really cool marketing strategy that's been working really, really, really well for a lot of businesses right now, not just credit repair businesses. It's called a low ticket funnel. So what is a low ticket funnel? We know what funnels are, right? Well, before we talk about what funnels are, let's go back. If you have an online presence, normally it's through your website, right? Most companies have a website, and on their website, you have, you know, a homepage and an about us page and a how it works page and a pricing page, and a contact us page. And you have all these little buttons and cool things that you can click on and all these things that you can read. It's a website, right? Websites are fine. However, in my personal opinion, they're a horrible marketing tool. Websites are a horrible marketing tool. Why? Because a customer can land on your website and they can get lost in all the different things that they can click on and all the different things they're going to read. First, they're going to look at, okay, how does it work? Then they're going to look at your price, and then they're going to go on your about us and learn a little bit about your company. Then they're going to see how to, and a confused mind can't decide, right? A confused mind always says no. That's like one of the major rules of sales, right? So how do you avoid all that? Well, you still want to have an online presence, but instead of using a website, you have what's called a funnel or a landing page, okay? And a landing page is completely different from a website. The difference between a landing page and a website is that the landing page is one single page, and it doesn't have headers, menu headers at the top with a home or about us or contact, or it's just, it has a headline, right? And then it'll not have an image or a video. And then it has like a button with a call to action. And that button may be a click here to book a call, or it could be click here to sign up, or it could be click here to learn more. Whatever that button is, that's what you want that person to do when they are on your landing page. So imagine for a second, if you could pick any action that a visitor takes on your website, what would you want that action to be? Well, it depends on what you want it to be. You might want them to land there for the sole purpose of booking a free consultation with you, right? Or you may want them to land there because you want them to download this free thing that you're giving them. Or you want them to land there and you want them to sign up and pay for your services. Regardless of the action that you want them to take on your landing page, you only want your landing page to allow them to take one action. Your landing page shouldn't allow them to book a call or sign up. Your landing page shouldn't allow them to download this thing or book a call. Your landing page is strategically built so that the visitor who lands on your landing page takes the one and only action that you intend for them to take on your landing page. Does that make sense? So that's what a landing page is. Now, when I talk about a low-ticket funnel, a funnel is a series of landing pages. It's not just one. It's on the first landing page, they take the one action that you want them to take. Once they take that action, they automatically get redirected to another landing page that is intended for them to take another action. And then on that landing page, they then get redirected to another landing page where they can take another action that you intend them to take. So it's not going to be the same action on each one of those three pages, right? And you can do, you know, five different landing pages that one goes to the other, to the other, to the other, or you can do just two, or you can do three. You decide how many you want to do, right? I would recommend no more than three or four, sometimes five, different actions that you want them to take, depending on if you want to include upsells and downsells, or if you only want to include upsells. And I'm going to talk about what upsells and downsells are as I'm talking through the low ticket funnel. But in order for us to even talk about a low ticket funnel, we have to understand what a landing page is, because without a landing page, the low ticket funnel doesn't even exist. A low ticket funnel is a series of back-to-back landing pages that you are navigating your visitor through. So let me give you a great example of what this could look like. Some of you landed on one of my low ticket funnels for credit repair junkies. So I'm going to use this example for credit repair junkies, and I'm going to give you an example that you can run for your actual credit repair company. Okay. So for credit repair junkies, you may have landed on a page that said, hey, for $7, you can start your own credit repair business in as little as 7 days. So the one action that I wanted you to take on that page is to purchase this training for $7 that will teach you how to launch your own successful credit repair business in as little as 7 days, right? You guys know what that training is? The 7-day CRO. You all have access to it, right? So I took that training and I made that the first product in my low ticket funnel. What is a low ticket? Low ticket is something that's very inexpensive, very, very cheap. Normally, like $27 or less would be considered low ticket. $49 or less would be considered low ticket. That's a low ticket funnel. A high ticket funnel is where I'll send you to pay me $10,000 for me to coach you one-on-one for a quarter. That's a high ticket funnel, because now you pay me high ticket. You pay me $10,000, right? As opposed to $7. So a low ticket funnel is very cheap. Now, why would you want to run a low ticket funnel in the first place? Why not just send somebody to a landing page where you can capture their information for free, like a lead magnet, right? You can send a visitor to land. So let's back up again. Why do you want a landing page? Because you want to collect leads, right? And we've been talking about this for a few weeks now. Like, your list is so important. Your list is so important. What is your list? It's the number of contacts that you have in your CRM. How many people do you have their name and email at least? Hopefully name, email, and phone number. But name and email is huge. It's your email list, right? So how do you build your email list? Well, you send traffic to a landing page that has a one purpose to do what? Collect email addresses. And when you collect email addresses, you're building your list, right? So that's how you build the list. Nothing wrong with that. But here's the difference. Would you rather have the email from someone who downloaded this free thing from you, or would you have the email from someone who paid $7 for this thing from you? What would you prefer? The person who gave you their email to get something that cost them nothing, or the person who gave you their email to get something that cost them something, like $7, for example? You want the one that paid you for something. Why? Because now you have an email of a buyer. You're building a list of buyers as opposed to a list of just freebie seekers, right? Why would you prefer to build an email list of buyers versus freebie seekers? Well, who's more serious or more likely to purchase more from you? The person who already spent money with you, or the person who has never spent money from you, right? So this is that battle, that tug of war between quantity and quality. In your list, do you want quantity or do you want quality? Do you rather have a list of 1,000 people who gave you their email to get something for free, or would you have a list of 400 people who paid you to get whatever they got in return for their email? I mean, 1,000 contacts versus 400 contacts, quantity versus quality. Which list would you prefer? The right answer is that there is no right answer. Like, you should be doing both. You should have one way to collect the freebie seekers, and you should have another way to collect the buyers, but you're going to market to those two people completely differently, right? The way you're going to market to somebody who's never spent money with you is very different than the way you're going to market to someone who has spent money with you. So back to the low ticket funnel, a series of landing pages. Each landing page is pushing the client to take only one single action. There's nothing else that they can get distracted with on that page, like other buttons and menu bars and hamburger menu. Nothing, right? It's just one action. So back to the example of one of Credit Repair Junkie's low ticket funnels is, hey, you land on this page and I'm going to make an offer to you that for $7, I will teach you, I'll give you a training that will teach you how to launch your own credit repair business in as little as 7 days. Okay. You guys all have this training. It's called the 7-day CRO. So I'm selling that thing for $7. Why? $7 for 7-day CRO for building your credit repair business in 7 days. Kind of makes sense, right? I could have sold it for $19. I could have sold it for $27. I could have sold it for $3, but I like the congruency for marketing purpose. Seven. Again, it kind of keeps things congruent, right? So what do I want the person to do who lands on that page? Buy this training for $7. Is there anything else that that person can do on that page other than buy that training or leave? No. They can't book a call. They can't email me. They can't purchase anything other than this one thing for $7, right? Cool. Now, that's a low ticket funnel is your front end product, meaning that first thing that you're trying to get somebody to buy is very, very low risk, low ticket, low investment. $7. First, you want them to open their wallet and take out their credit card, right? So your offer has to be a freaking no-brainer, right? Who's my audience? People want to learn how to launch their credit repair business. They want to fire their boss. They want to say goodbye to their 9-to-5. They want to have financial freedom and time freedom. If somebody wants that bad enough and they land on this page that says, hey, for $7, I'm going to teach you how to build your own credit repair business. All you have to do is spend $7. That's going to invoke the desire for them to pull out their credit card and say, yeah, I'm going to pay $7 for this. Worst case scenario, I'm out $7. It's a drink at Starbucks. Who cares? Best case scenario, I'll learn how to start a credit repair business in 7 days, right? So that's the first product on a low ticket funnel. So from here, I'm going to send them to another page because it's a low ticket funnel, meaning it starts broad at the top. What is a funnel? What does a funnel look like? It starts really fat at the top and then it gets skinnier and skinnier and skinnier and skinnier and skinnier at the bottom, right? So this is what I'm doing with a low ticket funnel. I want to get a lot of people who would invest $7 versus $97. Would you agree? Would more people land and pay $7 or more people land and pay $97? $7, right? But by the end of this funnel, they're going to get an offer that's going to cost them $97. And they're more likely to purchase it for $97 because they already bought this for $7 and they bought this other thing for $27 and they bought this other thing for $47. So if you already bought all the $7 and $27 and $47, you're a lot more likely to buy the $97 thing as opposed to me just slapping you with the $97 thing right up front, right off the bat. Agreed? Okay. So from this page, once you purchase the 7-day CRO, you get redirected to another page. But there's a secret that can earn you even more money on that initial page. And it's called an order bump. Bruce, what's an order bump? You ever been at the grocery store and you're checking out, right? Maybe you're at Walmart or Target or Kroger's or wherever you shop. And then as you're putting your items on the little belt, you see the Time magazine or you see the Skittles or you see the Twix like me. Every time without fail, I grab that Twix and I put it on there, right? And I've gotten so used to that. If I don't see the Twix, I'm going to go to another register that has a Twix for me to get. So that's like your impulse purchases. It's your impulse purchase. Like you weren't thinking about buying the Time magazine when you walk into Target to buy diapers for your child. But you walk out of Target with diapers and the Time magazine. Why? Because it was right there in your face as you're checking out. It was easy. It's like, yep, just grab this and put it here. You didn't have to go down to aisle 13 and look through all the magazines. No, it was just right there, right? Or the tabloids or whatever, like the bubble gum, the mints, all that stuff. Those are order bumps in retail. So how do we create order bumps on our online, in our online business? Well, some of you on this call may have purchased the order bump where when you go and you click to check out, the $7 training is in your cart. For you to get the 7-day CRO to learn how to start a credit repair business in as little as 7 days. That's in your cart. And then right below the where you put in your information, your name, email, your phone number, and you're about to put in your credit card, right before the field where you put in a credit card, there's a little paragraph box. And in that paragraph box is an order bump. And the order bump says, hey, what do you want to put on your order bump? The next logical thing that they would need. So if you're buying this training, you already decide that you're going to buy this training for $7, right? To learn how to start a credit repair business in as little as 7 days. What if I give you another training that'll teach you how to make $10,000 a month in as little as 100 days in your new credit repair business? For an additional $27, you can add this to your cart. And all you have to do is tick a box, right? If you check mark the box, you've added the order bump to your cart. Your total cart value now is $34. $7 for the 7-day CRO and another $27 for this training that's going to teach you how to build a credit repair business that generates $10,000 a month. The three-step blueprint to make $10,000 a month in your credit repair business. Is that the next logical step for someone who's looking to start a business? Yeah. If I'm looking to start a business, it's very logical that I also want to know, how do I then make $10,000 in the first 100 days? What is a three-step blueprint to make $10,000 in 100 days in my credit repair business? Yeah, I want that. By that time, you've already decided that you're purchasing the thing. You already decided that you're taking the diapers home. Now you're just deciding to add the Twix or the Skittles or the Mint or Time Magazine, right? So that's, not everybody takes it, but a large percentage of people check that box. So now you've made $34, $7 off of the main product and $27 off of the order book. Your total card value is now $34. You put in your credit card and then you hit boop, checkout, right? Pay, purchase, submit. And then something magical happens. You get redirected to another landing page where you're going to have another offer and only one more action that you can take on that page. In reality, too. So here's how that funnel works. You purchase a 7-day CRO. At least minimum, you purchase that. You may or may not add the order bump, right? For, hey, the three-step blueprint to $10,000 a month. You may or may not add that. Regardless if you add that or not, once you hit submit, you buy that thing for $7, you get redirected to another page and it has a big header that says, do not click back. Do not close out of this page. Watch the video below and make a choice. And then there's another video where I'm saying, hey, would you like to learn advanced dispute tactics to get the best results for your customers in your credit repair company? I have this amazing training that's going to teach you all the advanced strategies that you can use to get things like repossessions and charge-offs and late payments, short sales and bankruptcies, disputed and potentially removed from your client's credit report a lot faster and a lot easier than you'll probably learn anywhere else. If you want it, it's just $34. Just go ahead and click the button below and you can add it to your order right now. And then there's a button that says, yes, I want to learn how to get my clients faster results. Or it says, no, thank you. I'd rather just figure it all out on my own, right? And here's what my favorite part of this is, all they have to do is click the button to purchase. They don't have to put their credit card information again because the system stores their credit card from the purchase that they just made. So simply by clicking yes, I want to add this to my order, bam, another $34 or another $47 just got charged to your credit card. I think the second offer that we have is $47. The advanced dispute training. You just bought a course that teaches you how to start your credit repair business in as little as 7 days. You may or may not have purchased the order bump for $27 to learn the three-step blueprint to make $10,000 a month in your business. And then you get redirected to, hey, now that you're going to get customers, you want to know how to get them the best results in the fastest amount of time possible? For just $47, you can have my advanced dispute training that's going to teach you X, Y, and Z. Click the button below. And if you click yes, then it automatically charges the card for $47. And if they click no, then it doesn't charge them anything. Regardless, if they click yes or if they click no, they then get redirected to another page with one final offer where I'm saying, hey, how would you like to get coached by me and be part of a community where you get live weekly coaching from me every single Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern? You're going to get access to all of my training, including this CRO bootcamp, which is a step-by-step breakdown of that three-step blueprint that teaches you how to get $10,000 a month in your credit repair business. Literally, click here to add to your order now. And they either purchase or they don't purchase. But that's a low-ticket funnel. You'll be surprised how many people go through this low-ticket funnel and they purchase everything. It's a lot more people than you think. You'll be surprised how many people go and they just buy the $7 thing. That's the $7 original product. That's fine. But now you have a list of buyers. You market to buyers differently than you would market to people seeking free stuff. We've agreed to that, right? So now I have my list is a lot better because it's a bunch of people that are paying me money to become part of my list, as opposed to a bunch of people that pay me nothing to become part of my list. So I just gave you a real life example of what a low ticket funnel looks like. Let's bring this into perspective of, okay, great, Bruce. I don't own a company like Credit Repair Junk because I own a credit repair business. And I'm here because you're teaching me how to make $10,000 a month in as little as 100 days or get 100 clients in as little as 100 days in my business. I'm so glad that you asked. Let's build a low ticket funnel for your credit repair business. Okay. Now, we're not actually going to build it right now. This is theoretically what you would build. And I'm giving you this as an idea. I'm not saying you have to do it this exact way. What I'm saying is, this is the low ticket funnel that I would build for my credit repair business. Okay. You guys ready? In week 12 of the CRO bootcamp, I give you guys something that's very, very valuable, which is your DIY credit repair kit. right? If you go to the CRO Bootcamp training and you look at the resources, there's a DIY credit repair kit. You can download that. I teach you a strategy inside the CRO Bootcamp for you to give that away for free, right? To get leads. And then you move them through a funnel that once they download that, then you're saying, hey, would you like to watch my free training that teaches you how to use this DIY credit repair kit to the best of your abilities to get the best results? If yes, click here and register to watch that training. And then in that training, you then deliver them the training and you give them the option to book a free consultation with you so that you can go over their credit report with them line by line and really be as detailed as you possibly could for their specific situation, how they would use that kit. That's the strategy that I teach you in week 12 of CRO Bootcamp while running Facebook ads to that page. You would run Facebook ads to the landing page where the only thing that a person can do is download a free copy of your DIY credit repair kit, right? Once they download the free copy of your DIY credit repair kit, they get redirected to another page that says, hey, would you like a training that teaches you the best way to leverage this DIY credit repair kit that you just got to get the best results for your credit? Click here to register for the training. And then they register for the training. And then it takes them to another page where you're actually giving them the training on how to use the kit, right? And at the end of that training, you're saying, click below, book a free consultation with me, and I'll go over your specific credit report with you and give you specific advice on your specific situation on how you should use this kit. Does that make sense? That's the strategy. So could we finesse that strategy into a low ticket funnel? Yes, we absolutely could. What could that look like? Well, what do you think would be the $7 product? It'd be the DIY kit, right? Instead of giving it away for free, you'd make somebody pay $7 for it. Would someone who's truly interested in fixing their credit pay $7 for a kit that gives them all the tools that they need to do it themselves? Yeah, right? Is it low risk enough for the buyer to invest $7? Yeah, why not, right? Now, what's the difference between the person who downloads the kit for free versus the person who pays $7 for the kit? The difference is that the person who pays $7 for the kit is a lot more likely to pay you more money in the future than the person who's never paid you any money before. So instead of giving the DIY credit repair kit for free, you're now going to make that your product offer, right? Your low ticket product. Hey, it's $7 for your DIY credit repair kit, right? And on the landing page, you're going to put a nice big headline. For just $7, you can get access to all of the tools that you possibly need to fix your credit in little to no time at all. Click the link below to get yours now, right? Of course, it wouldn't be just that. Like, you're going to put an image of the credit, other thing. Maybe you have a video there selling. You have some testimonials, right? You're going to make a landing page look good, okay? But that would be your low ticket funnel for that. Then somebody's going to click and purchase a $7 thing. What could we use as an order bump for the $7 thing? What could we use? Maybe the free training, right? The free training that you're giving them on how to use the kit would be the order bump. So you'd say, hey, I know you're getting the kit. How would you like a video walkthrough of step by step by step how you can best utilize this tool, this kit, to dispute things like collections and charge-offs and late payments and repossessions and bankruptcies off of your credit report? How would you like a video training of me walking you through exactly how to use this kit to dispute all these types of negative items off of your credit report? You got the kit. Do you want the video instructions on the best way to leverage and use this tool? Click here and add it to your order now. Bam, $27, $17. I'd probably make it $17 in this funnel, right? They're buying the kit for $7, and for another $17, they're now getting the video walkthrough step-by-step instructions on how to leverage this tool that they're buying it for $7. If I'm buying something, I don't want to waste it, right? Like, I want to actually use it to the best of my ability. This order bump allows me to use it to the best of my ability because it's literally a video walkthrough of step-by-step-by-step how you can use that kit to dispute, not to remove, right? We're compliant here, to dispute charge-offs, bankruptcies, collections, late payments, child support, foreclosures, from your credit report, step-by-step walkthrough, add it to your order now, boom. And then they check the box for $17. Now you've made, if they purchase both things, $24 for a lead. People are literally now paying you money to become a lead, as opposed to you paying money to get a lead. Do you see the power of a low ticket funnel? Now, when you dial it in and you optimize it well enough, you are profitable on a front end. Meaning, if you're going to run ads to this thing, ads aren't free. Ads cost you money. Every time somebody clicks on your ad, Facebook goes cha-ching. Somebody clicked on your ad, Facebook goes cha-ching. Somebody clicked on your ad, Facebook goes cha-ching. Yeah? Okay. So that's costing you money to get people to get on that page. So the more people that you can convert on that page, the better. Now, here's a beautiful thing. You don't even need to be profitable. You don't need to make money off of that. If you can break even, you're good, because you're breaking even with a list of buyers that cost you nothing to get if you're breaking even. Even if you're losing a little bit of money, the amount of people that you're actually going to convert into your full-fledged credit repair program are going to far outweigh that number of people that didn't, which is going to make your funnel profitable. What is a profitable funnel? A profitable funnel looks like this. You spent $100 on Facebook, okay? And out of that $100, you got, I don't know, 4 people to buy the $7 thing. So you're at 28 bucks, right? And then you got, I don't know, 1 person to get the upsell for $17. So now you're at 4 times 7, 28 plus 17, you're at $45, okay? And then you got 1 person to sign up for your credit repair program at $199 to get started. How much money did you make? You made the $199 plus the 7 plus the 17. Is that more than the $100 that you spent to get the people to go through your funnel? Yes. So now you're literally profitable. All you have to do is now, instead of spending $100, you spend $200, and then you spend $400, and then you spend $1,000, and the funnel is still going to work the same way, because data is data, right? You put a dollar, it's like a cash machine, right? Imagine if you can go to the casino, you put a token in, you go, and every time you do that, you get money. That's what Facebook ads ends up becoming for your business. Once you tweak it and you optimize it, it's just a matter, okay, how many leads do I want? How many buyers do I want? It's simply determined by how much money you're willing to spend, because you already know your conversion numbers from your funnel. All right, let's go back to the low ticket funnel. They bought the kit for $7. They may or may not have purchased the video instructions walkthrough on the best way to utilize a kit to get this, to dispute X, Y, and Z things off of their credit report for $17. What is the next logical thing to offer that person on the next page? The next page is the upsell one, right? In my credit card junkies funnel, the advanced disputing was upsell one. The main product, the low ticket product, was 7-day CRO. The order bump was a 3-step blueprint training. Upsell one was the advanced disputing. Upsell two was, hey, join my coaching community, right? In your credit repair business, the low ticket product is your DIY kit. Your order bump is your video instructions on the best way to utilize the kit, right? What's going to be your upsell one? Your upsell one could be, I don't know, hey, in your kit, you're going to learn all the strategies to dispute information with the credit bureaus. How would you like to also dispute the information directly with the data furnishers as well? Instead of sending a letter just to Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, how would you like my top secret letters that you can send to Bank of America and Chase and Wells Fargo and Capital One and Portfolio Recovery and Midland Funding and all these other debt collectors and all these other banks, so you can dispute directly with them as well? Is that the next logical thing that somebody would want? Hey, this teaches you how to dispute with the credit bureaus. Upsell one is going to teach you how to also dispute with the data furnishers. It's another pretty much kit. It's like an add-on of additional letters that now they can take the fight directly to the data furnishers, not just the credit bureaus. You don't understand. You're not only disputing with Equifax, TransUnion, Experian. You're now going to have the tools in your DIY kit to dispute TransUnion, Equifax. But now you can also add the tools to dispute directly with LVMV Funding and Portfolio Recovery and Midland Funding and Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, and the court that's reporting your bankruptcy. Do you want to add that to your order for just $47? Click here, yes or no. No, I'd rather dispute only with the bureaus. Or yes, I would love to dispute with the furnisher as well and get better and faster results. The buttons, right? Yes or no. Upsell one is now you're selling them an add-on of letters to the DIY kit that will allow them to dispute directly with the data furnishers as well. Do you see how we're building this thing? The DIY kit, credit bureau dispute only, right? In your marketing, dispute with the bureaus, blah, 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 because you know we don't want to lie to them. You want to tell them what they're getting. Upsell, hey, the video instructions, blah, 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 how you can use this kit. Great. The next article thing is like, look, you got all the tools you need to dispute directly with the credit bureaus. How would you like to dispute directly with the banks and the collection agencies as well? This is a very powerful tactic that most credit repair businesses don't even do and charge hundreds of dollars for every single month. I want to give you the exact letters that you can use to dispute the charge-offs directly with the banks, to dispute the collections directly with the debt collectors, and take the fight to them as well. For just $47, you can add it to your order. Bam. You guys get the point, right? So now you have upsell one. Then, finally, the last page, whether they take upsell one or not, they say, yes, I want to learn how to dispute. I want all the tools that I need to dispute the furniture as well and get better and faster results. Or they may click, no, I'd rather dispute only the bureaus and not maximize my results, right? You can put those two things, yes or no. Regardless if they bought it or not, they now go to the last page. What do you really want from these people? Think about it. What do you really want? Do you want them to just buy the DIY kit and the upseller? No. You want them to hire you and pay you for what? Done for you services. You fix my credit for me, right? So now on the last page, you're not going to sell them anything. You're selling them a free consultation. Because on your free consultation is where you get to sell them your done for you program. Why? Because the way that I teach you to sell credit repairs, you got to build value, right? They haven't really gotten any value from you yet. They haven't gone, you use your DIY kit and got a bunch of deletions off their credit report yet. Like, you haven't really delivered any true value to them. When do you deliver value to them? When you go over their credit report with them, line by line by line by line with a fine tooth comb, right? So the last page, regardless if they took upsell one and or upsell two, everybody goes through all the pages of the funnel. That's why they have an option to click yes, add to my order, or no, I don't want this, right? They're going to click yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. They're going to get to the last page. And now you're going to say, congratulations on getting your DIY credit repair kit, right? You're on your way to being able to improve your credit yourself. I want to offer you one last thing, and I promise you it's not going to cost you anything. As a way of saying thank you for purchasing my kit, I would like to give you a personalized free review of your credit report to go over your exact specific situation with you and give you extra tips on how you can use a skit to dispute the exact items that are on your credit report, which is different than the items that are on somebody else's credit report. So as a way of me saying thank you, I'd like to give you an opportunity to book a free consultation with me. I'll help you get a copy of all three of your credit reports, and I'll literally go over with you line by line by line by line with a fine tooth comb and give you additional tips and tactics and strategies on how you can use a skit to get the best results. All you have to do is click the link below, choose a day and a time, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, regardless if they bought just the one thing for $7 or the one thing for $7 plus the upsell for $17 plus the other thing for $47, everybody's going to land on this final page to book a consultation. And on that consultation, out of the funnel, right? Now you're on a phone consultation or Zoom, however you do your consultations, you're going to wow them. You're going to deliver them value. You're going to show them your real expertise by going over their credit report with them, helping them get the credit report, going over the credit report, blah, 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 blah. And at the end of that, you're going to say, look, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but we actually can do all this work for you, right? You can hire us, and we do this every single day for a living, to do all this work for you. So you don't have to worry about the kit or any of that. We'll do that for you, and I'll actually credit what you paid me for the kit for our services. Bam, right? The $7 that you paid for the kit, I'll discount that off of our services. The $7 plus the $17 plus the $47 that you bought and all from me, I'm going to give you all that as a discount on our services. To get started, it's normally $299, but because you went through and you trusted me to purchase things from me, I want to give you an additional $100 off. It's only $199 plus the $17 that you spent with me. So it'll be $182 to get started today. And then it's only $99. You see that? And we have a money back guarantee. And how likely are you to close that person? Remember, they already paid money to become part of your list. They at least bought the thing for $7 at the very least. That's a very different buy. That's a very different person. That's a very different lead than somebody who downloads the kit for free. The person who downloads the kit for free versus the person who paid $7 to get the same exact thing, who is more likely to say, yes, Bruce, I will hire you and pay you to fix my credit for me? The person who already spent money with you. That's how you'd run a low ticket funnel for your credit repair business. Nothing wrong with the freebies. I'm just trying to elevate your quality, right? Quantity is great. Run freebie funnels to get quantity. You want quality, put a little bit of friction in there, like a $7 product, make it a low ticket funnel to where they can purchase, and then bam, book a free review. Because now you've built enough trust with them by them purchasing the other things, then they're way more likely to book a call with you than if it just came from a cold Facebook ad that landed on a page that said book a free consultation. Your lead quality is going to be so much better. And I actually wouldn't be surprised if your quantity isn't better as well, simply because of the quality of what you're delivering to them in the first place. Somebody who's delivering you a lot of quality is more likely to reciprocate that. Does that make sense? So that's how you'd run a low ticket funnel for your credit repair business. You can substitute that for anything else that you want. It doesn't have to be a DIY credit repair kit. You can be creative. What else do you have to offer your customers, right? You can do that with a consultation. You can do that with a credit report. You can do that with a bunch of other things. I'm just saying use this because these are the resources that I've already given you as part of our coaching community. You have access to the DIY kit. You can white label to put your logo, put your business name, put your stuff in there, and it's already done for you. All you have to do is add your logos and your company colors and whatever, and it's your DIY kit that I'm giving you, right? You already have everything you need. All you need to do is you're going to create the video anyway for the free funnel, so you can just repurpose that as part of a low ticket funnel. And then you can run both of them simultaneously. You can run traffic to the free one, you can run traffic to the paid one, and then you can compare and contrast which one is getting you more paying customers, meaning done for you customers, and which ones are giving you better quality clients, right? That's the power of a low ticket funnel. It makes you money while getting you leads and better quality customers. Who doesn't want better quality customers? You should build yourself a low ticket funnel, right? There's three types of buyers: the impulse buyers, the logical buyers, and the fear buyers. Okay. So anytime that you build a landing page, it should follow that process. Okay. First, you speak to the impulse buyers. That's why normally you'll see like a really cool image or a really nice video that gets the impulse buyers to say, yes, I want that. Right. So impulse buyers would purchase just because they saw the headline and an image. They're like, yeah, I want that thing. They don't even need any explanation. That's exactly what I want. And they're impulse buyers, right? Then you have the logical buyers. So for the impulse buyers, it's the above the fold part of your landing page. Above the fold is everything that they see before they have to scroll to see more. So headline, image, button. Headline, video, button. Okay? Those are your impulse buyers. Then people buy out of impulse and then they justify their purchase logically, right? They buy out of impulse, they justify logically. Like, I did a thing out of impulse today, and I justified it logically because it made sense. I'm both. I'm 100% impulse. But then I find a way to logically make it make sense so that I can feel better about myself, even if it doesn't make sense, right? So then the next part of the page is for the logical buyers. And that's where you put the text, right? That's where you talk about maybe your story and why you created this kit and how this kit has helped countless people for the logical buyers. Impulse, get the kit. Logical, get this kit because here's what it can do for you, right? And then the fear buyers, the ones that are like the FOMO. I don't want to miss out on this. Hey, I don't know how long I'm going to make this available for $7. Normally we sell this for $197, but right now I'm making it available on this page only. You won't see it anywhere else for only $7. If I were you, I'd get it now. Now you're speaking to the fear people. Impulse, logic, fear. Impulse, logic, fear. You want to get all buyers. If all you have is a headline, the video, and a button, you're only going to get the impulse buyers. You're going to leave all the logical and all the FOMOs out. They're not going to buy from you. So that's why you should segment your pages that way, right? The other page is they already made a logical decision to purchase the first thing. You don't necessarily need to do too good of a job just to find the logic of the other purchases as well, because in your brain, they already trust you because they already paid money with you, right? So that's kind of like how you build that out. Who is your dream client? What's their name? Are they male or female? How old are they? How much money do they make? Do they have a college education? Do they have a family? Are they married? Are they single? Do they have kids? Where do they live? Do they rent? Are they already homeowners? Right? What kind of things do they do for fun? What are their interests? That's how you find your avatar. Like, who is your dream? Because you have to build your dream customer. If you're going to market online, you don't market to everybody. You market to the dream customer. Picture for a second a dartboard. So you picture a dartboard and you have the outermost part where you get nothing. You get no points. Sometimes your dart hits and it just falls on the ground, right? And then you go in and you have like the little green lines and then you have the red lines and then you have the big white lines. And oh, all the way in the middle, in that little center, you have what? Bullseye. Big red dot. Okay? That's who you market to. You don't market to the dartboard. You don't market to, hey, you want to fix your credit? I can help you. You market to the bullseye. Specifically, who needs their credit fixed that you want to help? The single mom, the hardworking dad, the family, right? The dartboard, the bullseye. Now, what happens when you throw the dart aiming at the bullseye? You're likely to hit something. Whether you hit the bullseye or not, doesn't matter, but you're aiming for the bullseye. But you may hit a little bit off to the right, a little bit off to the left, a little bit off to the top, a little bit off to the bottom. Nonetheless, you hit the dartboard. You got a customer. You aren't marketing for the people on the outer rings. You're marketing for the bullseye. But inevitably, you're going to get bullseyes. Bullseyes. And you're also going to bull eyes. I don't know. But when you're aiming for the bullseyes, you're going to inevitably get the people on the outer ring without having to market to the people in the outer ring. There's power in marketing to the red dot. Who is your red dot? Got to think about that. All of red dots are different. Even if they're the same, you know how many red dots are out there? So many. It's not even close to being a competition.
Oh, but I'm going to be competing with Roger and with Devin and with Star.
Yeah, but there's millions of people. You're not competing with anybody. You're different. Chances are they already tried some other services and they didn't like it. Why are you different? There's just so much. It just goes so much deeper. Like, we can literally sit here all night talking about this stuff. But I wanted to throw this low ticket funnel idea on your guys' radars, because off of this, now you're going to start thinking about your avatar, because you're going to think about the messaging that you're going to put on your low ticket funnel, because you're marketing to who? The red dot. You're not marketing to the dartboard. You're marketing to the red dot.